USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The trial in the death of Ahmed Aubrey continues on Wednesday. Travis McMichael, who fatally shot Aubrey, testified in court in Brunswick, Georgia.
And he comes out and pulls off his shirt and goes to reach in his pocket or waistband area, went for his pocket. I thought it was pocket at first, but it didn't make sense, because if you're going to reach your pocket, you would go for the pocket that's on whichever side you're on.
In February last year, Travis, his father Gregory, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan proceeded to chase Aubrey while Bryan recorded what happened on his phone. President Biden is in Detroit promoting his infrastructure bill he signed this week. His trip includes a visit to a GM electric vehicle plant in the Motor City. The bill includes a big investment in electric vehicle charging stations. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Standard Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin indicated that he doesn't agree with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's plan to pass President Biden's $1.75 trillion climate and social spending bill into law by Christmas. Manchin saying he has a lot of concerns with the legislation as it currently stands, as do his constituents.
I think my voters in West Virginia, but I don't speak for the whole country, my voters a lot differently, but they're very much concerned. Inflation has hit them extremely hard. I hear it when I go to the grocery store or if I go to the gas station. They say, "Are you as mad as I am?" And I says, "Absolutely."
Current law requires a Social Security number be in order for families to obtain a child tax credit, but on page 1647 of President Biden's $1.75 trillion bill, Democrats would eliminate this requirement, opening up the benefit to illegal immigrants who don't have Social Security numbers. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An FBI whistleblower claims the Bureau took extra steps to track threats made by parents against school board officials. And now Republicans are accusing AG Merrick Garland of misleading lawmakers on the subject. North Carolina Congressman Greg Murphy telling Fox News that parents everywhere should be afraid of what has been revealed.
This brings us back to the days of, Hoover and McCarthyism, that labeling good, honest American citizens and now being vilified and basically tracked by our own Department of Justice.
As the coronavirus pandemic continues, there's still an argument by some as far as how much the government can infringe on your personal rights.
Dr. Fauci told CBS Sunday Morning senior contributor Ted Koppel that there's a misplaced perception about people's rights superseding societal safety. That would be Dr. Fauci's opinion. Robert Kennedy Jr. spoke with Fox's Tucker Carlson. He places a lot more value on freedom.
But we're lucky that there was a whole generation of Americans in 1776 who said it would be better to die than to not have these rights written down. And they gave us that. They gave us that gift of that Bill of Rights.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.